Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. It's Thursday, the 28th of November, and this is our most read story on the website today. A woman's received a fine for dropping a cigarette in Swanscombe despite living 200 miles away and never even visiting the town. Well, Liam joins me now on the podcast with more on this story. Liam, tell us what happened then.
Well, a fixed penalty notice was sent to Natalie Walton at her parents' house in Gravesend, accusing her of littering. As you say, Natalie claims to have never even visited Swanscombe and lives in Staffordshire. Even more ironically, she doesn't even smoke.
So how could this have happened?
Well, the letter states that a Dartford Council officer saw her committing an offence on October 29th and she needed to pay £75 or appeal it. It goes on to say she could be taken to court if she doesn't. Natalie's convinced someone must have stolen her identity or gave her name and parents' address without showing any proof of living there. She started the process to appeal the fine and could prove she'd been shopping in Staffordshire at the time.
And what's happened now?
Following a review of the evidence provided by Natalie, Dartford Council have now cancelled the penalty. She's told us that was a relief, but she's still none the wiser as to how she ended up with the fine in the first place. However, after being given a description of the actual offender, Natalie thinks it could be an old school friend.
And have we heard from the council, Liam?
Yes, they've told us the incident in question was recorded on a body-worn camera. They then say our enforcement team requested a current photo of Miss Walton and upon receiving it was compared to the person in the footage. It was found it was not Miss Walton and the FPN has now been cancelled. The authority is still investigating who the real offender is.
Liam, thank you ever so much.
Kent Online News.
A Kent court's been told how a man made his partner a prisoner in her own home, forced her to take drugs and even installed cameras to monitor her movements. The victim had met Mark Miller online and when she managed to flee after 2 years, he caught up with her in Herne Bay and shouted abuse. The 28-year-old from Powys has been jailed for 2 years. The husband of supermodel Georgina Cooper has described her as the love of his life at her funeral. She rose to fame in the 90s and lived in Bearsted with her family. The 46-year-old died while on holiday in Greece last month and has now been laid to rest in Maidstone. Farmers unhappy with the government's changes to inheritance tax have been staging a go slow tractor protest in Dover. That's the sound of around 100 vehicles heading through Whitfield towards the docks yesterday afternoon. The planned change would see a 20% levy paid on farm assets worth £1 million or more. Now, a school in Sittingbourne has sent a letter to parents after a small amount of asbestos debris was discovered. It was found after building work. Lucy has more for the podcast.
Work was carried out at Borden Grammar over half term after the school was awarded funding to upgrade infrastructure. When they returned from the break, staff noticed some mess had been left behind. They were told by contractors not to worry, but decided to investigate further and found some of the debris contained a small amount of asbestos. The area had already been shut off from staff and students and were told tests show levels in the air are not dangerous. A statement from the head teacher says they're aware it shouldn't have happened and they're working with independent advisers to see how they can resolve the issue.
A former HMRC officer from Chatham who helped her husband launder more than £3 million of criminal cash, has avoided prison. Kuldeep Badesha used revenue and customs systems to produce letters that included fake national insurance numbers. The 46-year-old from Cockpit Pilots View admitted misconduct in public office. Her partner's been jailed for 6 years. A former Love Island winner's been charged after his dog allegedly bit a man in Kent. Jack Fincham from Swanley is accused of being in charge of a dangerously out-of-control dog. The 33-year-old is due in court in January.
Kent Online reports.
Next today, and two men have been charged after more than £1,000 worth of goods were stolen from Asda in Gravesend. Staff called police after suspects were seen allegedly trying to leave the store in Thames Way without paying. A 35 and 27-year-old from Dagenham are due in court next month. Meantime, Kent shoppers are being urged to look out for scams if they're hunting for a good deal on Black Friday. Many retailers are already advertising advertising discounts ahead of the main sales event tomorrow, but figures show that scam attempts have increased by 80% over the last 3 years. I've been speaking to Clive Phillips from Kent Trading Standards, who says not every offer is as good as it seems.
Identifying a good deal involves doing your homework. So what we ask people to think of is they should be comparing prices across different retailers to check the product's price history and be wary of deals that seem too good to be true, as they often are. What we say is that people should look for established retailers with good reviews and a solid track record. So for online shopping, you should make sure that you've visited a secure website. So you should look for the HTTPS in the address bar at the top, which means you're on a secure site, and read customer feedback, because often, you know, customers who have negative view are quick to leave bad feedback, and that can be helpful to direct consumers to reputable sites. On the high street, reputable retailers will have a clear returns policy, and they should have customer service contact information in the shop.
With a lot of the deals, some people have said to me, well, how can you tell if the price has been artificially inflated and then brought back down to look like it's a good deal for Black Friday? Is there any way of working that out?
Yes, often we do see that prices have been artificially increased just before the Black Friday event, only to be brought down for the Black Friday event to look like a bargain. What we say to people is to check the product's price history. There are some online tools to do this. Because if you have a product's price that was significantly lower before the sales period, it may have been artificially inflated. But the good thing people can do easily is compare prices with other retailers to see if the discount is genuine or not.
And if you do unfortunately get caught up with a bit of a bad deal, or the product isn't what you thought it was going to be, what are your consumer rights as far as sending that product back or getting a refund? Where do people stand with these Black Friday deals?
So under UK consumer law, you have the right to return faulty or misrepresented goods for a full refund. If you buy online, you also have a 14-day cooling off period to return the items, even if they're not faulty. So always keep your receipts as proof of purchase. We also recommend that if you are buying online, we recommend that you use payment protection apps like PayPal, or you can use your credit card where there's equal liability for the credit card provider. But we just ask people to be wary and really consider what they're buying is a deal, and not just rush to make a decision just because it looks like it's a deal when really it isn't.
And is this a particularly busy time for Kent Trading Standards? Are you out and about making sure that what's being sold on our high streets, for example, is legit and matches regulations, that sort of thing?
Kent Council Trading Standards works all year round to protect consumers by monitoring and investigating fraudulent activities. And we ensure that the products sold meet safety standards as well. Provide guidance to those businesses and take action against those businesses who mislead and defraud consumers. We'll also run a number of awareness campaigns to educate the public on how to avoid scams. You can sign up to these, to our Trading Standards alerts as well, for our Kent County Council Trading Standards website, where you'll be sent alerts weekly about the latest scams that people should be aware of.
Kent Online reports.
Firefighters have been tackling a blaze at a house in Dartford. Crews in several engines were called to East Hill at the junction with St Albans Road last night. Part of the road was blocked off while emergency services were at the scene. A search is underway for the owner of a dog that seems to have been dumped at Pets at Home in Canterbury. He was found alone in the store off Sturry Road on Tuesday and is now being looked after by the council's dog warden. You can see pictures on the local pages of the website. McDonald's is investigating after a video of a girl car surfing through a drive-through in Tunbridge was posted on TikTok. She's seen on the bonnet of the vehicle as an order's made at the branch in Cannon Lane. It's been branded dangerous and irresponsible. Now, a charity's launched a campaign reminding us not to forget about older people as we head towards Christmas. Age UK Kent Rivers says it can be an isolating time of year for those without close family or friends. Well, Lucy's been chatting to Tracy Rodwell about the doll they've created to highlight the issue.
Alf is our mascot. He underpins our Ask About Alf campaign, which is an ethos that runs throughout the whole charity. It was initiated in 2021 by our CEO, John Norley. It's essentially to acknowledge that technology and the pace of life has changed, and that can lead to older people being left behind. We want people to remember Alf and to ask about Alf and remember older people in their community.
And of course, a lot of people will have heard of Elf on the Shelf in the run-up to Christmas and are maybe doing that with their children. But now you're sort of encouraging people not to leave Alf on the shelf.
Yes, it seemed, because we have our own Alf, A-L-F, it seemed fitting that while we're getting ready for Christmas and we're enjoying the social media posts of all the antics that the Elf gets up to this Christmas, it's just to remember people, think about your older neighbours and older relatives who might be excluded from that online fun and games. So don't put them on the shelf, don't leave them out, and, you know, have that connection with older people in your community.
Do you think Christmas is a time where we perhaps do forget about older people and the struggles they might be having, whether it's loneliness or whether it's, you know, getting out and doing Christmas shopping and getting the food in, that sort of thing?
I think that the way we shop has changed dramatically. I think that the human contact points that are available to older people, I think, have been eroded with the advance of self-checkout, online shopping, the removal of the high street bank and post office. I think those points of connection for every individual older person are dwindling as we move with technology. So it's vital that we as individuals make the most of every contact when we see an older person, even just a smile when you're in the supermarket or to say hello to somebody. I've spoken to people in supermarkets who they see somebody coming in every day just to buy one or two items because that might be the only human that they speak to that day. So it's important, human one-to-one contact.
That is very sad to think of that kind of isolating life that people might be leading. And of course, if you've got an elderly neighbour or someone on your street that maybe you see in passing, you might not know if they've got family who are sort of checking in on them.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly what underpins our ALF campaign. And we want people to initiate conversations and to look out for their neighbour who is their ALF, or you know, it's not only men, it's men and ladies in the community. So Elf is one character that we have got at the centre of this campaign, but there's lots of older people that you see out and about in your daily life that you could make a difference to them.
And I know you've got Alf there with you. Could you tell us a little bit about, you know, what he looks like and the kind of response you have when you take him around with you?
So Alf is, he's a doll model that was created to take out, and whenever we take him out on the road, he is met with such a welcome. And, you know, we explain to people that he represents all older people, and he's such a happy character that people do have an affinity and want to know more about him. We took him out to Bluewater last week and people stopped, and, you know, they told us their story, and a lot of older people who were in Bluewater, they wanted to stop and have a chat with us. So those small conversations, if people can give up time, they do mean a lot to individuals.
The charity is also on the lookout for more volunteers and is encouraging anyone who might need their services to reach out for support.
Kent Online News.
A hospital trust has apologised after a Dartford man was left waiting almost a year for a heart appointment. Terry Usher had already spent 9 months on a list to see cardiology experts at Darren Valley, but it was cancelled the morning before. The 66-year-old was diagnosed with arterial fibrillation in February. He's now been offered a phone appointment in the new year. Well, a trust spokesman says they regret any distress or inconvenience caused to patients when an appointment is postponed. Three plans have been put forward to ease congestion at a very busy junction that links the M2, A2 and Thanet Way near Faversham. The cheapest option for Brenly Corner would see some of the existing roundabout widened. Another proposal is for a flyover, while the third involves building a new route to the south. Well, the Department for Transport have told us the proposals are in early development. An animal charity boss has pleaded not guilty to breaching an abatement order to prevent noise at her sanctuary near Sittingbourne. Amy James runs Happy Pants Ranch and has been taken to court by Swale Council. A trial is now due to take place next year.
Kent Online reports.
Work to install a cable linking energy supplies between the UK and Germany has reached a significant milestone. The first phase of the £2.4 billion New Connect project on land and in UK waters has been completed. Converter stations on the Isle of Grain and northern Germany will eventually be linked by 725 kilometres of cables. At Kent Online today, you can read our special report on a former cleaner who's now managing more than 150 holiday lets. Camilla Shipton looks after some of East Kent's most desirable places to stay. Among them are Sea Purse, which used to be the beachside retreat of Noel Coward in St Margaret's Bay, and also Glen Hill in Walmer. You can see pictures within the story. Next up, and hundreds of people have queued up for the opening of a new Sephora store at Bluewater. It's become popular for products including makeup, skincare and fragrances. Well, free goodie bags were given out to the first 500 customers yesterday. Reporter Cara Simmons joined some shoppers in the queue.
So I got here at 9 o'clock. I wasn't too sure whether to queue or not because I've heard the reports of people and camping out in the morning and being here hours. So I just thought if I start queuing up and see where I am. So not too bad, actually. And it's moved quite quickly. So
I'm whereabouts are you from? Are you local?
Rochester.
Rochester, not too far. What is it about Sephora that, you know, appeals to everyone? Why did you want to come and check it out?
It's well-known beauty retailer and known for selling all the best sort of current future products. And obviously the freebie, if possible, is always a bonus.
Really funny because there used to be a Sephora like 8 years ago or something in Bluewater. And I was much younger. I'm 30 now. And I was just like, oh, is this Sephora? But now I feel like globally it's become like such a huge, huge brand name because of like influencers and TikTok and makeup, beauty and skincare and all of that kind of thing.
Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can, of course, follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok and Blue Sky. You can also get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that, head to kentonline.co.uk. Whilst you're on the website, you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. It gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories. And if you use the promo code Nicola Everett, all one word, at the checkout, you'll get £30 off the price of an annual subscription. And don't forget today to check out our very latest Eat My Words food review. Plus, we've been along to check out Kent's biggest panto. Find out what we thought. We'll be back with the podcast tomorrow.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.